Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a fascinating development in the recount for the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary. You remember that there are two people that have surfaced. One is Mehmet Oz. The other one is the hedge fund magnate. So you have the TV star and the hedge fund magnate. Right now, there's about 1,000 votes separate them, and the count is ongoing. But there is a decision just handed down by a Pennsylvania court in an unrelated election, going back to November, for a county judge in an obscure part of the state. And here's what the issue was. And if you're a lawyer, you love this kind of stuff, thinking about it. But here's the deal. Law in Pennsylvania says that if you vote absentee, you have to put the date that you signed it on the ballot. Well, frequently, a lot of people overlook that. They just sign it and don't put the date. Another part of the law says that the ballot has to be received by election day. If it's not received by election day, you're out of luck. If it is, you can vote. You know, it counts. So the question came before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. What do you do if a ballot doesn't have a date on it, but it is received by election day? Well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said the only way it could have been received by election day is it was dated before election day. So that's compliant, and it's going to be counted. Up until then, it hadn't been counted. Well, in that case, I think it was maybe a few hundred votes were at issue. But statewide in Pennsylvania, there were, you know, probably over a million votes. On election day, the TV guy Oz, people who voted on election day as opposed to people who voted absentee, had 418,508 votes. His hedge fund opponent had 417,430, roughly 1,100 vote difference. In mail-in ballots, Oz had something like 32,000, the TV guy. The hedge fund guy had 45,000. What's going on here is that people whom Trump endorsed, or Trumpers, tend to vote on election day because Trump's told them that there's something crooked with election absentee ballots and it's wrong. So if there are a lot of absentee ballots out, you can say that it's not going to help somebody that Trump endorsed. And now with this particular ruling, it means that any absentee ballots will also be counted if they're received by election day, even if there's no date on them. Because how could they be received on election day if they hadn't been mailed before election day? You see what I mean? It's just elementary logic. So there are a lot of people now who are saying it could be that Oz will lose, the hedge fund guy will lose. And I'll tell you something. You know, my guy is John Fetterman. He is the Democratic nominee. He's an excellent guy. He's kind of a countercultural, counterintuitive guy. He's 6 foot, I don't know, 8 or 9. He's enormous, has tattoos, and wears hoodies, but he's smart as the whip. And he's a solid Democrat, really solid Democrat. And unlike some of our other candidates, you're not going to push a guy like that around. Guy shows up with 6, 8, or 9 with a hoodie, tattoos, and you go, what are you going to do? You think Trump would have stalked him at a presidential? I mean, you know, this would have been unwise, very unwise. Fetterman can beat either one of these guys, in my view, except for the fact, and you got to take this into account, if this is a hurricane year, a tsunami year for Republicans, then Fetterman's swimming into a current, tough current. I think he can still win. I think he can still win. John F. Kennedy was first elected to the Senate in 1952. So when his sisters went around the state holding these teas and everybody came, it was a different era. It wasn't all negative and everything. 1952 was a terrible year for a Democrat. Terrible year for a Democrat. Why? Because Dwight Eisenhower got elected president as a Republican, and the Democrats had had the presidency for 20 years. 1932, Franklin Roosevelt gets elected president. He wins again in 36, 40, and 44. Truman wins in 48. By 52, you think people might have been ready for a change after 20 years. Now you go, well, whoever has the presidency loses the House. How about if you had it for 20 years? John F. Kennedy ran against Henry Cabot Lodge. The Cabots and the Lodges were the two fanciest families in Massachusetts. There was a saying, and I'm not kidding, there was a saying in those days that Cabots speak only to Lodges, and Lodges speak only to God. Now, you think of Massachusetts now with Elizabeth Warren and Ted Kennedy, that kind of thing. Believe me, it was different in 1952. Nobody thought John F. Kennedy could beat Henry Cabot Lodge. John F. Kennedy's, you know, grandparents came over from Ireland and had been poor, and then they worked hard and they made some money. You're talking Henry Cabot Lodge here. Cabots speak only to Lodges. Lodges speak only to God. John Fetterman's going to run into a little bit of that. He's the Kennedy. In other words, if it's Mehmet Oz, if it's the TV guy, it's, oh, Mehmet Oz, the TV guy, Dr. Oz. It's the hedge fund guy. Oh, the hedge fund guy has a lot of money. And in those days with Eisenhower, it was a Republican year. This year, I don't know that it will be. I am a counter on that. But even if it is, it can be done. But the thing to keep in mind that's absolutely fascinating to me is that they're 1,000 votes apart, but there's a lot of mail-ins yet to be counted. And that particular decision that came down that said, even if you don't have a date on the ballot, even if you don't have a date on the ballot, if it's received by election day, it's counted, because any idiot could figure out if you got it by election day, you had to have signed it before that, right? Got to sign it before that. Common sense. For once, lawyers and judges follow common sense. What that's going to do is count a lot more absentee ballots. And absentee ballots have shown themselves to be very good for the guy that Trump doesn't endorse. Very good that the guy that Trump doesn't endorse. And the thing about Mehmet Oz, he's the guy who served in the Turkish military, not our military. He voted in the Turkish election, not our election. He lives in New Jersey. He's a TV personality. He had nothing to do with Pennsylvania. Nothing to do with Pennsylvania. And he is a slavish follower of Erdogan, the president of Turkey. And Erdogan is causing us a lot of troubles. Erdogan is causing us a lot of troubles. There's a fellow named Gulen hiding out in Pennsylvania whom Erdogan wants to capture and torture because he's a political opponent, and Biden won't turn him over. What do you think Mehmet Oz will do if he gets in there? I'll tell you what. Erdogan is the guy that is butchering the Kurds. He is enabling ISIS, and he also has disclosed locations of U.S. troops over there. He's a very fair-weather friend, even though he's in NATO. We do not need Mehmet Oz. I think that John Fetterman can beat Mehmet Oz and beat the hedge fund guy. But stand by for some fireworks. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.